Welcome to this month's For Your Child newsletter. Our topic is, soccer's popularity adds injury numbers for ER visits. Over a 13-year period, almost 1.6 million U.S. children needed to visit the emergency room due to soccer-related injuries. These findings were reported in the American Journal of Sports Medicine. The study included injuries that occurred during both organized and non-organized soccer play. Past research on soccer injuries has tended to focus on professional players, injuries to specific body parts, and age or gender-specific soccer injuries. This study is the first to investigate soccer-related injuries among the entire U.S. pediatric population. The American Academy of Pediatrics estimates that more than 11% of youngsters were involved in youth soccer in 1990. That number rose to nearly 22% by 2003. The researchers found that just under 1.6 million children between the ages of 2 and 18 sustained soccer injuries serious enough to require an emergency room visit during the study period. Boys were the most likely to be injured, with nearly 59% of the injuries occurring in males. Youngsters between the ages of 10 and 14 had the highest rates of injuries, sustaining 49% of all injuries. While boys sustained the majority of the injuries, the rate of injuries rose faster among girls. The researchers suspect that this may be because more girls are now playing soccer. The most common injuries were to the hand, wrist, or fingers, followed by ankle injuries and knee injuries. Girls were more likely to sustain ankle and knee injuries and to have sprains or strains than boys. In older players, those ages 15 to 18, concussion was the most common injury and often occurred due to collisions with other players or from falling to the ground. Even the youngest players were not immune to injuries. Children ages 2 to 4 sustained more injuries to the face, head, and neck than older players. The youngest players, especially boys, were also more likely to be hospitalized for soccer injuries than their older counterparts. Study co-author Christy Knox says that, in general, younger children have great difficulty expressing themselves in words. So when that child is injured, it is prudent to hospitalize and observe the child. One expert, Dr. Cynthia LaBella, points out that the study didn't consider one large group of kids, those who are seen in a doctor's office for their injuries, rather than going to the hospital. Dr. LaBella says that she sees many sports-related injuries in her office, not in the ER. In addition, Dr. LaBella stresses that children should never play through pain, because pain is a sign of overuse or injury. She says that kids aren't little adults. They need time to recover from their injuries. Study author Christy Collins says soccer is a relatively safe sport, especially compared to other sports. We want kids to play, but we also want them to be as safe as possible, she says. The bottom line, says Collins, is that injuries will happen when kids play sports, but many of these injuries can be prevented. Any organized team activity should demonstrate a commitment to injury prevention. Children should wear appropriate protective equipment, depending on the sport. Playing fields should also be even and well-maintained to prevent falls. For more information, always consult your child's doctor. Thank you for listening. Please visit our website for more information on health and wellness topics.